We have a tweet from Tress, which I love. She said, okay, at Joe and Alex Show, every time I hear or I tell someone about a story I hear on your show, they think I'm crazy. No wonder why. It gets worse. And I wrote, LOL, imagine being us, though.
Yeah, try having to talk to everybody you run into.
Yeah, about, hey, we're at Joe and Alex on the Joe and Alex Show. And they're like, oh my God, are you the show that did this, this, and this? Like, people are like, how do you find these people? They find us.
We didn't do anything.
Well, they're right. These people call us. I don't know if we draw the crazy in or what.
You don't think you draw in crazy. Okay. Hey, Maddie, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. I see on my screen that you're gay, so I guess you want to make a comment towards what Dana said about saying it's like kind of the same thing. If she wants to love a dog, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I just want to say no. That is two completely different things. Like, I love my girlfriend and I love my dogs, but I don't want to do things with my dogs that I can do with my girlfriend. And for her to compare them is just so offensive to everyone in the gay community and almost, like, puts our movement back.
Now she wasn't saying that the sex was comparable, I think, to human sex. I think what she was saying was, like, if you accept one, then you should be accepting of the other. So how do you speak to that?
I still very much agree or disagree in the sense where they're not comparable.
I agree. Totally. You can't compare the two.
No.
They're not comparable.
No, because, yeah, loving somebody of the same sex and loving something of a different species are two very different things. They're two very different types of love.
Yep, totally.
Maddie, thank you for calling in and sharing your perspective. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. 317-239-1009. Kyle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say about Dana and her dog?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm not personally a part of the gay community, but I find it excessively offensive that you would associate something that disgusting with something that, you know, is realistic to people these days. You know, like, you can't just, like, go around saying that what people believe in and what they love and who they love is the same thing as doing things like that with animals
totally.
That don't get an actual choice.
Right.
No, and I totally agree. Like, I hate the argument. Like, me personally, if you're gay, which I know a lot of people, even family members are, that's cool. Like, I'm all about love who you want to love. But then you got people like,
right.
Well, in that case, I love a horse. I love a dog. I love a goat. I'm like, dude,
vile.
No, you're an idiot. Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
You too, bud. 317-239-1009. Courtney, what did you want to say on the Joe and Alex Show?
I'm going to need to find that lady and take that dog away from her because that is messed up. And the fact that she would even compare it to being okay with homosexuality, like, homosexuality is common in a lot of species. Like, I mean, they don't, other, you know,
aren't
animals
penguins
don't really
gay?
Look at it like us.
But penguins are gay.
Not ever, no, because remember the penguin that cheated and it like slapped the other penguin. Remember that?
Oh,
you
I
know
do
we're
remember
talking
that.
About
yeah,
the
was a video of a penguin
but I,
cheating.
No, but I know what Courtney's saying. I think of penguins can be gay. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Some,
like,
animals are,
I mean,
gay.
There are other, like, other species don't. They don't look at gender. I mean, like, obviously, you know, a male horse is going to want a female horse. But I mean, I've seen a male horse take it out on another male horse because he can't get to a female. But, I mean, you don't see a male horse go and do it with a cow,
guys,
or a wolf go and do it with a bear. Like,
breaking news. Breaking
the same thing.
News.
Oh, wait, hold on. She said take it out on another male horse.
Stop. I need you to hear. I need you.
Thank
I need
you, Courtney. We appreciate it.
You guys are not going to believe what Nikki just commented on Facebook.
What did Nikki say?
This is a real thing. It's called... I want to laugh. Zoosexuality. People are born zoosexual in the same way that people are born homosexual. It is an orientation that cannot be changed. Remember that interspecies sex happens all the time in nature, and because of this, there is nothing unnatural about bestiality. Also remember that humans are animals, and because of this, there is nothing wrong with one mammal, a human, having sex with another mammal, a dog. Bestiality is immoral if the animal clearly does not want to have sex and is forced into it. Bestiality is also immoral if the dog is too small. The dog should be a big breed. Great day.
Okay, I just pulled this up. This is Urban Dictionary, so who knows? It says an individual who prefers mutually desired sex with animals.
I can't.
Also called a zoophile, like
Stop.
A pedophile.
Stop.
Not to be confused with bestiality.
Zoosexual? It's not. No. We're not making this a thing, Indianapolis. Stop. Don't even think about it. Delete. Abort mission. We're done. Zoosexuality, Nikki? No.
Can't wait to go home today.
I can picture that on people's Bumble and Tinder profiles.
Stop!
I'm a zoosexual polyamorous.
Gonna go home today. What'd you talk about today? Oh, you know, just being zoosexual, stuff like that. Wow. Joan Alex Show, that's our Twitter, that's our Instagram. If you could not get through in the phones today, we really would like you to go there and let us know what you think.